Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Stripp. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcott. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wally Roedger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Sigafoos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde Sukforth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hod Ford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Oney Carroll. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Les Bell. Batting 8th. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. And now, play ball. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sigafoos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigafoos is hit by the pitch. Clyde Sukforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sukforth hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Sukforth and he is out, Ford applying the tag. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Roush. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to third. Bell moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll strikes out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0 for 1 in the game. Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stripp moves to second. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0 for 1 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. English moves to third. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Wally Roe Edgar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roe Edgar is 0 for 1 in the game. Roe Edgar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Cuccinello moves to second. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sagafos bunts towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Cuccinello moves to third. Roe Edgar moves to second. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0 for 1 in the game. Sickforth is walked intentionally. Hod Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hartnett forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hartnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive towards short. English reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. Stripp takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Malone covering. Safe. Stripp moves to second. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. Stripp moves to third. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roe Edgar. Malone reaches second base with a double. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to third. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malone scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Hornsby moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Cy Johnson now pitching. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ford misplays the ball. That's an error on Ford. Stevenson scores. Hartnett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 0-for-2 in the game. Roedger bunts towards the mound. Malone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Sigafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sigafos is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sigafos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. Roedger moves to second. One out. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sickforth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roedger moves to third. Red Lucas pinch hits for Hod Ford. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas strikes out. Two outs. Nick Culp pinch hits for Cy Johnson. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing shortstop. Biff Wysong now pitching. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malone moves to second. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English bunts towards the mound. Wysong fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wysong. Malone scores. Kyler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Cubs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. English moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. English scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stripp hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heathcott for the out. Two outs. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 0-for-3 in the game. Roush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Les Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malone bunts towards first. Stripp scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malone for the out. Bell moves to third. Grimm moves to second. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kyler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Grimm scores. It's 10-0, Cubs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kyler. The throw from Sukforth and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. English takes first base on ball 4. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kyler scores. 2 outs. It's 11-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 13-0, Cubs. Al Eckert now pitching. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy George is now playing third base. Footsie Blair now playing first base. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Georges fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Roedger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roedger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Roedger strikes out. Two outs. Frank Sagafos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sagafos is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sagafos hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hartnett strikes out. 1 out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Footsie Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sickforth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Sickforth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sickforth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sickforth strikes out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Estel Crabtree pinch hits for Al Eckert. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson, who is chasing the ball. Crabtree reaches third base with a triple. Durocher goes all the way around to score. It's 13-1, Cubs. Joe Stripp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stripp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stripp strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-4 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blair scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rausch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.